How many people in the UK do you think take prescription drugs of some kind? If I was to say to you 33 million, would you be staggered? Would you be equally staggered if I said that in Northern Ireland, 842,000 people take a prescription drug of some kind each day? And of those people, 47% completely ignore the patient information leaflet that comes with it, putting themselves at risk of vitamin and nutrient deficiency, which are common side effects of most medications. To tell us more about what to look out for and how to stay safe on medication, welcome to the program, Dr. Sarah Brewer. Good morning.
Hello.
And, wow, those figures are pretty staggering.
I was quite surprised when the results from the survey on behalf of Healthspan were shown to me. 47% of people not reading the patient information leaflet. Now, as a doctor, we just assume that people will, I guess. Obviously, we tell people about the important things about the medicine and how to take it. But people don't always remember everything they're told in the surgery. The pharmacist will, again, usually be very good and go through a patient, make sure they're happy with how to take it. But just reading that patient information leaflet tells you all the potential side effects and things that you might not realise you're experiencing when you've been taking the drug for a while.
What sort of things are we talking about here?
Well, one of the things which is in the news at the moment, of course, is statins and the side effects. And when you read the patient information leaflet there, it does say that certain side effects are common, which means they affect up to 1 in 10 people. And that's things like fatigue and tiredness and muscle aches and pains. And if you recognise that you're experiencing those, then some people will just stop taking the medicine, which obviously is not always a good idea at all. It's better really to try to overcome that problem. And with statins, I've found that recommending ubiquinol and vitamin D3 supplements can help, because statins reduce the levels of those in the body. So just knowing that there are certain things you can do might enable you to carry on taking your medicine.
Yeah, people taking prescription drugs and then taking other things to counteract side effects, you know, it's a spiraling situation, isn't it?
Yes, polypharmacy is what we call it, which basically means taking lots of drugs, and it is very common. And I've seen prescriptions from people who are taking as many as 30 different medicines on one particular prescription. Now, that is obviously unusual, but it's not at all unusual to be taking 2, 3, 4, or even 5 medicines. And, for example, if you've got high blood pressure, then to control that, it's quite common to need to take 3 medicines. Sometimes they're taken separately. Obviously, it's ideal if they can be combined into one tablet, because that reduces the amount of tablets you've got to take. But all these different medicines can lead to problems, and so it's a good idea to read the patient information leaflet so you can then go and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about them if you are experiencing problems.
Blood pressure and blood sugar seem to be two of the big things that trigger people taking prescription drugs, don't they?
Well, that's because if you don't treat them and control them, then they can have very serious consequences and complications. So, for example, if you have high blood pressure, then you're much more likely to have a stroke or a heart attack if your blood pressure isn't controlled. Now, 1 in 3 adults has high blood pressure on average, and that's consistently across the day and night if it's raised. And if you can control that, then that brings your risk of heart attack and stroke back down to normal. But unfortunately, even people who are taking medicines because they know they've got high blood pressure don't always take them as prescribed. On average, half the doses are missed, which again is another scary fact. And that does put you at risk long term. And because it's a silent disease, you don't really have symptoms associated with blood pressure. If it caused pain, you'd remember to take your tablet.
Sure.
Because you usually feel quite well, it's surprising how difficult it can be to remember unless you get into a really good routine.
In terms of reading the patient information leaflet, very often the print on them is very small, and you know, for elderly people, that is going to be a bit of a problem. Would you have any advice, should they discuss these things with their pharmacist if they have, any reservations about side effects?
Absolutely. If you're uncertain about medicines, and obviously do talk to your pharmacist, and you're quite right, I've got some patient information leaflets in front of me. Some of them have got writing so small I'm squinting. They've got big, horrible, scary words on them. You know, if you are concerned, talk to somebody. Don't just think, oh, I'm not going to take that medicine because it looks unsafe or whatever. Do take the medicine, because you do need it if your doctor has recommended it. But do talk to a pharmacist and just go through the things you need to know. Like, for example, if you're on certain medicines, you shouldn't perhaps have alcohol, or you shouldn't be drinking grapefruit juice, or maybe your medicine should be taken before eating, or between meals, or with meals, or not with tea or coffee. I mean, there's so many different instructions, so you can't possibly remember all of those if you're taking several medicines. You do need to look at your patient information leaflet. And even if you looked at it, say, 3-6 months ago, look at it again, because things change and they get updated very regularly.
Yeah, it's also good if you have a regular pharmacy that you use, because you build up a relationship with the pharmacist. Having a sore throat and a cold in this job isn't ideal, and recently I had that, and I went into the pharmacist and said, could I have some Lemsip or something with, you know, and pharmacist said, no, not with the medication you're on, you can't. So, you know, it's simple things like that that help.
Absolutely, yes. I mean, your health is very important, and it's a, you know, good idea to do whatever you can to maintain it.
Dr. Sarah Brewer, charming to talk to you this morning. Thank you very much indeed for your wise words, and good morning to you.